Hello, my name is Audrey Lasserre. I'm a researcher at UC Louvain University and Royal Museum. And I'm also the co-curator of the hanging exhibition, Art X Gender.
Okay, so what does that mean, Art X Gender?
A lot of things. This is the way that works of art, piece of art, are meeting the question of gender and how gender is building also art.
So is this gender in terms of creators or viewers?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, it's creators, of course, the way that the images are shaping their work, the way they work with these images, the way they react to them, the way they subvert them, but it's also the way the viewers, the public, is seeing, receiving these images.
In the history of Western art, let's say, what were women limited to? What were they not allowed to do as art?
Oh, that's a huge question. So first, we are working on stereotypes, and stereotypes are not only about women. It's also about men and about sexuality. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, yes, we are working on stereotypes about women and about women artists. So both things. And the piece of art we are showing here are a way to see these stereotypes in action, but also to see how the artists themselves are working with or against these stereotypes.
Can you describe some of the pieces, what people are going to see?
Oh yeah, a lot. We have section, a thematic section. So for example, we are working on prostitution. We are working on maternity as an icon. We are working also on colonialism, or on practice about female artists. So if you want specifically works, maybe it's the moment to say that this exhibition is a partnership between public engagement, mediation, and also research. So maybe the best way to know about these pieces is to listen about someone who is actually doing public engagement in his ear, Jean-Philippe Tesquins, because training the guides was part of the project. And it was really a huge investment to do this public engagement.
Okay, what do you have to say?
Yes, you were asking about what the audience is about to discover by visiting the exhibition. And we are bringing new point of views of works that are familiar and are the masterpiece of our collection, starting from works, for instance, of the 16th century, Lucas Cranach the Elder, Adam and Eve. We have two stereotypes, how images of men and women were conceived with a Christian point of view, but also eroticism at play for the patrons of the artists, and now how we receive that. And we bring that work from the 16th century in comparison with a work by the 20th century, by a work by Roger Ravel, for instance, who was a very important artist at the end of the 1960s, but is also inheritor of some stereotypes. Speaking of the end of the 1960s, we feel of sexual liberation. How is there an imprint or not in the work of art? So it's a very wide scope of works and techniques, as we're about to discover, not only paintings and sculptures, but also some drawings in the itinerary that we also bring in the whole collection, and some poster art, for instance. So it's very wide varieties of works and artists.
How many pieces are there?
In the 70 works are scrutinized in depth, but we open the thematics to the whole collection. So with the help of a little brochure, a little itinerary book, the audience will perhaps gaze and look and study or scrutinize works in depth, and we will bring a further amount of work as we cross-intersect the various thematics with our permanent collection.
Well, thank you very much. And it's up until April, is that right?
It's up to the 19th of April next year, yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.